1 Samuel chapter 4. And the word of Samuel came to all Israel. Now Israel went out against the Philistines to battle, and camped beside Ebenezer, and the Philistines camped in Aphek. And the Philistines put themselves in array against Israel, and when they joined battle, Israel was struck before the Philistines, and they killed of the army in the field about 4,000 men. And when the people had come into the camp, the elders of Israel said, "Why has the Lord Jehovah struck us today before the Philistines? Let us fetch the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord Jehovah out of Shiloh to us, that, when it comes among us, it may save us out of the hand of our enemies." So the people sent to Shiloh, that they might bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord Jehovah of hosts armies from there, who stays between the cherubims, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the Ark of the Covenant of God. And when the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord Jehovah came into the camp, all Israel shouted with a great shout, so that the earth rang again. And when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, they said, "What does this noise of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews mean?" And they understood that the Ark of the Lord Jehovah had come into the camp. And the Philistines were afraid, because they said, "God has come into the camp." And they said, "Woe to us! Because there has not been such a thing before now. Woe to us! Who shall deliver us out of the hand of these mighty gods? These are the gods who struck the Egyptians with all the plagues in the wilderness. Be strong, and be like men, O you Philistines, that you not be servants to the Hebrews, as they have been to you. Be like men, and fight." And the Philistines fought, and Israel was struck, and every man fled into his tent, and there was a very great slaughter. Because there fell of Israel 30,000 footmen. And the Ark of God was taken. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were killed. And there ran a man of Benjamin out of the army, and came to Shiloh the same day with his clothes torn, and with earth upon his head. And when he came, Eli was sitting upon a seat by the roadside watching, because his heart trembled for the Ark of God. And when the man came into the city, and told what had happened, all the city cried out. And when Eli heard the noise of the crying, he said, "What does the noise of this tumult mean?" And the man came quickly, and told Eli. Now Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes were dim, that he could not see. And the man said to Eli, "I am the one who came out of the army, and I fled today out of the army." And he said, "What has happened, my son?" And the messenger answered and said, "Israel has fled before the Philistines, and there has been also a great slaughter among the people, and your two sons also, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the Ark of God has been taken." And it came to pass, when he made mention of the Ark of God, that he, Eli, fell from off the seat backward by the side of the gate, and his neck broke, and he died 1039 BC. Because he was an old man, and heavy. And he had judged Israel 40 years. And his daughter-in-law, Phinehas' wife, was with child, ready to be delivered, and when she heard the news that the Ark of God was taken, and that her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she bowed herself and went into labor. Because her labor pains came upon her. And about the time of her death the women who stood by her said to her, "Do not be afraid. Because you have given birth to a son." But she did not answer, neither did she regard it. And she named the child Ichabod, "Glory has departed." Saying, "The glory has departed from Israel, because the Ark of God was taken, and because of her father-in-law and her husband." And she said, "The glory has departed from Israel, because the Ark of God has been taken."